The modulation of electric field that we see mostly as we move tip on top of the surface mostly comes from the charges that are strongly localized at the surface. But we're interested in the charges that might be localized into dimensional length gas. And here's, well, some imaginable pattern of localization into dimensional length gas that we're trying to find out. And the signal, the plane of two-dimensional gas is much farther away from the tip than the surface. So the charges that sit on the surface, they contribute by far into any DC signal that we see with our tip. Luckily, at low temperature, all this charge configuration is frozen. And but in two-dimensional electron gas plane, we can change density with, let's say, back gate. And therefore, what we are looking for is small changes in electrostatic pattern that we see with our tip as we change density into dimensional electron gas. So it all sits on some relatively large corrugation in electric field, which mostly comes from the surface charges. And we are looking for small AC signals which come. We use AC to enhance the sensitivity to the events, the sensitivity to the events that are happening in dimensional electron gas. And the easiest regime when we can have two-dimensional electron gas non-metallic is quantum Hall effect. Here are Landau levels. So if we put two-dimensional electron gas in strong magnetic field, that at some magic numbers which correspond to integer number of the integer filling of Landau levels, plateau developed, and two-dimensional electron gas, this plateau developed because of localization of dimensional electron gas. So we can expect that near integer filling factors, the pattern of localization of two-dimensional electron gas can be easily tunable. Since the transition between plateau occurs when two-dimensional electron gas is well metallic, and at low temperature, all the regime between the centers, between half integer filling factor is supposed to be localized. So we can hope that somewhere localization lengths in two-dimensional electron gas would be suitable for imaging. So the goal of this talk is to study how two-dimensional electron gas goes through this localized region. So what's happening with patterns of localization that we're going to observe as we move from metallic to localized and back to metallic. As I mentioned, we most enhanced our sensitivity, we're mostly looking at AC signal that is picked up by our tip. If two-dimensional electron gas were perfect metal, then whatever AC signal we apply to back gate would mostly terminate on two-dimensional electron gas and nothing would penetrate up to the tip. But now, if two-dimensional electron gas electron density is not homogeneously spread, then we can expect that there are some corrugation in electron density, some deviation, small deviation from perfect screen. And it would be like electron localized on the grid. And some electric field from back gate would penetrate through this grid of localized electron and terminate on the tip. So what we're looking at here is AC signal that is seen by our tip. We apply small AC excitation. And then, in addition, we also change density between different frames. This is scan area of half by half micron, somewhere in the vicinity of local filling factor 2 for a given spot. Bright signal here corresponds, dark signal corresponds to the places where electric field, AC electric field from the back gate penetrates through two-dimensional electron gas, where there is not enough screening to terminate this AC signal. Bright signal actually corresponds to the cases when electric field points from the tip back to two-dimensional electron gas. It is overscreening, locally overscreening. And what we see here for this given spot are some periodic ring patterns. So from here to here, what we see is some expanding bright spot which expands into ring, then a new spot emerges at this place, it expands and the ring, and so on. So this event happens here. This is a rather special place. Almost we see here two full period of such evolution. And if we simply calculate capacitance, it turns out that we add between this frame and this frame, we add exactly one electron onto this area, and the same between this frame and between this frame. So these rings somehow correspond to addition of single electron charge onto some area. Initially, we spent quite a lot of time trying to understand why these patterns look so complicated. And it turned out that part of the that all this ring type behavior is caused by intrusiveness of our tip. And this is, well, another simple picture explaining how it happens. So basically, all these, well, expanding rings in this case is the same electronic event happening on some, let's say, quantum dot. So we gate with the tip. In this case, we gate somewhat attracting more electron density onto some object, which approximately has this size. So we gate, we attract more electron density when we are located just at the center of this object, and all field line from the tip terminates here. If we attract some more density by back gate, moving from one frame to another, then to get the same charging event, so this bright bright ring corresponds to the event when electron can move onto the object in response to our AC voltage. So we need to attract, if we move to attract more electron on this object with the back gate voltage, to get the same charging event, we need to attract less electron by the tip. And this would be fulfilled if part of the line from the tip, part of the field line, terminates outside of this object. So we get the same charging event here, and here, and here. So it's all the same charging events. We spread it, we visualize it over a few frames due to gating effect of the tip. Here's another example of this pattern when this is the same dot. And now we're looking at this object. When the voltage between the gate and two-dimensional electron gas is changed, we see that now this object will have the same dot, has the same dot in the center, and develop some contour line after that around it. Then, if we induce more electron density with the tip, we see how this spot opens up into something more complicated. And finally, it's, well, extremely complicated pattern. So in this pattern, we drag about, so from this pattern, we can estimate actually what is the actual effect of the tip is. So from here to here, we induce another contour line. So we see that it's like charging quantum dot, with additional extra electron induced by the tip. So the capacitance between dot and this dot and our tip corresponds to a period of about 50 millivolt. By the way, all these voltages are counted relative to flat band. So what is flat band? In the first approximation, it is the voltage which we set between two-dimensional electron gas and the tip to nullify electric field. We approach tip from infinity and we monitor the current through ACT. If we approach the tip in zero electric field, then no charge is induced on the tip. So this flat band condition, that due to different work function between different material, and that corresponds to about 900 millivolt difference between gallium arsenide and aluminum. So in the following, we are going to study the simplest thing. We see that, well, in general, tip affects two-dimensional electron gas quite strongly. And the details of interaction between different objects, they might be strongly affected by the tip. But there is one thing which is easiest to study. It is the center position of all these electron rings which we induce by the tip. So it's the centers where electrons enter to some localized states. I'm going to study how the centers are arranged, whether there is any definite pattern, or whether we can tell something about different scenario of localization by studying position of these centers. Mostly, well, it turns out that the case of filling factor 1 is somewhat simpler than case of filling factor 2. And in the beginning, I will discuss the typical pattern that we see for mu equals 1. So what we see here is the set of collapsing rings. And one collapsing ring is addition, which we see over a few frames, is one event charging of some localized state. But then what we see is that this event exists at given special spot for just one electron addition. After that, it moves somewhere. There is no center anymore at this particular place. Here I simply showed, well, after this collapse of this first set of rings, we see the next set of rings appearing here, and I showed this position with some contours line. And we see that those contours line, they don't coincide at all with the first set of rings. So every electron addition exists for just one electron. Then it's gone. So it's not like we have a fixed set of potential minima which are filled up with electrons. It is something more complicated than that, and we are going to study what we're dealing with. So first, we convince ourselves that the centers are indeed almost invariant thing and not affected by the tip bias. So here we take the same image with different tip bias. And we see basically the same pattern, but what we need to do to get exactly the same phase of this ring collapse is to adjust somewhat gate voltage. And so then we see that this pattern more or less corresponds to this pattern to this pattern, but the centers, they stay at exactly the same place. Now we move to other side of flat band. And this picture is already adjusted for by back gate voltage to have the same effective density. So what I placed here, what I designated here with the green dots are the centers of the expanding ring now that we see on the other side of flat band. So we definitely see here one set of expanding rings here. And although it's not so clear, there is another object expanding up here. Now, if I put these centers on the set of rings that we see with a depleting tip, we see that those centers are not the same. Even though we adjusted density for exactly equivalent condition by the back gate voltage. More than that, those centers are almost always located at the boundaries of the object that we see with depleting tip. So we see two types of object. One with tip a little bit on depleting side of flat band, and other with the tip somewhat on accumulating side of the flat band. And those objects form some pattern which is almost complementary in space. Next, I simply place all the centers that we see for filling factor 1. Well, I'm afraid this picture is not so clear, but what is here, well, this, the points denotes the position of center. This is XY plane, position on the within 1 by 1 micron area, and Z scale, which is also color, is position in density. We change gate voltage, and altogether for filling factor 1, it takes about 20% of density change to go through the area of localization, through the range of filling factor where two-dimensional electron gas is localized. It corresponds to about 300 electron addition to this given 1 by 1 micron. Here's simply the top view on the same pattern. We see that mostly in this corner, we see blue dots, which correspond to somewhat lower density. In this corner, we see more or less red dots, which correspond to somewhat higher density. So there is general trend, general difference, some long-range potential variation from one corner to another corner. So there is some long-range variation in the potential on the scale of 1 micron. Then we see that number of objects that we see with given tip bias is about one half of the total number of electron that we added over this range of localization. Also, what we see is that those objects, those centers are somewhat grouped, and they avoid some empty areas. And these are exactly the areas where we see centers with the tip on accumulating side. With the tip when it's biased somewhat on accumulating side of the flat band. This is basically the same picture, and now I simply encircled the area where we don't see the centers for given tip bias. It's about half of the area where we see the centers with a depleting tip, and half of the area where the centers enter with accumulating tip. But those area are not independent in the sense that it's not that all the plane kind of separates into different regions, one for object that we see. For simplicity, I will call objects that we see with depleting tip electron type objects, and objects that we see with accumulating tip hole-like objects. Those two areas are not independent. The maximal size of the objects which are electron-like, it actually covers the regions where we see centers with hole-like, for hole-like objects. So the actual pattern of localization, as we understand it, is the following. Near flat band, or we always, as we change at density to two-dimensional electron gas, we force electron in both minima, in both extrema for electron type centers and hole-like centers. But then the area around these centers, it's rigid either on accumulating side of this event when electron is forced in here, or on depleting side of this event. So the overall state is somewhat rigid, but the regions of rigidity are somewhat different for different type of minima. And so how we believe that for overall rigidity of these localized states, it is really necessary to have both type of minima filled with electrons, both electron type and hole type. As we move, let's say, toward electron-rich side, we eventually start to lose hole-like type extrema. So we get all this maximum filled out with holes. And then we start seeing that the pattern changes somewhat. We start seeing events when which correspond to multi-electron dots. Now, the dots don't move. Their position exists for more than one electron addition. But instead, we see that dot might contain two charges. So first, we see that in this shape, dot somewhat elongated, we get one electron collapse, one electron addition. And then in the object of the same type, we get double electron features. So we believe that here we start on electron-rich side, we start to lose whole type addition. We start to fill up all the maxima. And this is indication, almost immediately after that, we start to lose any kind of localization. The pattern becomes not rigid anymore. So it might seem somewhat complicated, but I try to repeat what we think about general localization behavior at nu equals one. So the potential breaks into some due to screening of by two-dimensional electron, it breaks into some complementary pattern in space. One is more electron-like, another is more hole-like. And then, but then with every next electron addition, the potential is modified. Therefore, rigidity around given center exists for just one electron event. After that, the next electron is added into somewhat different place. And as we start losing one type of localization center, either on hole-rich side or electron-rich side, these correlated states becomes delocalized. Now, what we see at nu equals 2. It turns out that for the same special range for nu equals 2, magnetic length is about 15 nanometers, and the size of the object that I'm talking about is about 200 nanometers. So magnetic length.
The sharpest feature you can see.
The sharpest feature that we can resolve the depth of two-dimensional electron gas is about 70 nanometers. So this is the sharpest feature that we can resolve. So magnetic length is much smaller than that. Why? This is effectively compressibility on some bigger, larger scale.
Okay, but you cannot see boundary between regions
This is all within incompressible strip, if you want. So we're looking at the details, what is going on in compressible strip. In a traditional picture of incompressible strip, which was developed by you and co-authors, there are no screening within incompressible strip. What we see that there are localized states and there is some screening within incompressible strip. And that's what we're looking at. We're looking inside on single electron details within incompressible strip. So the assumption that there are no electron state in the gap is not quite true. So what we see is that the gap is strongly modulated by disorder potential, not on on the scale which is somewhat of order of couple, on the scale which is according to our modeling, on the scale which is few times larger than space thickness. On this scale, we can have both electron-like and hole-like addition. So the disorder is modulated by larger, so modulates gap all the way across. Well, this region of localization corresponds to 1 minus 10% to 1 plus 10%. So it's 20% around filling factor 1, where two-dimensional electron gas is localized. And it's about somewhat narrow range for nu equals 2. And this is just the same region. And what we see that that long-range potential is about the same. We see more blue points in here and more red points in here. But now the total partition of the same region, the total roughness of disorder potential has somewhat bigger scale. So here we have gradation between electron-like pocket and hole-like pocket on much smaller, about factor of 2 or 3 scale than we have here. So state for with nu equals 1 is somewhat softer. It conforms better to the disorder potential and breaks itself into finer region of electron and hole-like pockets. For nu equals 1, for nu equals 2, the state is more rigid and it doesn't follow disorder potential as well as nu equals 1. I can only, well, we don't have any microscopic model. We can only guess that in general, well, let me first comment that in general at nu equals 2, we see many more different scenario of localization than at nu equals 1. For nu equals 1, all we have to compare is some energy of interaction on some, on different lengths, on the, some lengths, typical lengths of disorder and the disorder strengths. And for nu equals 2, there is extra parameter which enters into the problem, which is the gap. And it can be either larger than, let's say, interaction between electrons which are localized in different disorder minima, or it can be bigger than that. I immediately tell you that we cannot study anything for nu equals 2 in the limit when the gap is much bigger than interaction on some typical disorder lengths. The state is insulating for all our purposes, and we cannot get equilibrium transport, equilibrium transport of electron in and out of the minima to screen the potential. Well, at zero temperature, everything up to the half integer is supposed to be localized. But we work at some finite temperature, and our working definition of localization is determined by our sensitivity. So our sensitivity is so that we can resolve pattern of electric fields that correspond to sub milli-electron volt electric field in our sample. So the state that we can deal with has to be rigid enough to withstand to this milli-electron volt electric field. So our study of localization is cut off immediately as we go into localized states, which is less rigid than we need to maintain large electric field. But still, for all practical purposes, at around nu equals 2, the width of localized region is 20%. So it's about what we see at 0.8 Kelvin as the width of plateau. 20% in density or magnetic field. So for nu, let me continue with nu equals 2. We see in the limit when the gap is larger than any interaction energy on some typical disorder scale, we cannot study anything. Then in the intermediate limit, when the gap is of order of some interaction interaction energy, on top of what we see at nu equals 2, for nu equals 1, we see somewhat different scenario. The easiest one is when we see both electron and hole-like pockets at Fermi level, and both of those hole and electron-like pockets can accommodate just single electron charge. And then all localization region and filling factor is true. A little bit more complicated is when such minima can accommodate one or two electron, but they still fixed in space by disorder potential and they don't move with every next electron addition as we see for nu equals 1. And the most complicated case is when apparently we have a few electron dots and it can form extremely complete. So it's electron in this many electron dots interact, it's like localized Wigner crystalline, but it's always competition between local disorder in this dot and electron repulsion. And what is typical for this case, why we see the patterns are extremely complicated in such cases. What we see is the pattern which is much denser than number of electrons that we add. This pattern evolves in phase as a single hole, and also the intensity of these lines is about the same. It doesn't scale with the size of the object, with the geometrical factor. So that's basically it. So I conclude that we see localized states in two-dimensional electron gas, and we try to understand the general scenario, how localization is evolving as we go through insulating state. It turns out to be rather complicated, and the main complication is that every place in the sample is unique, and to get something common in the places with very different potential, one need to study some number of samples and do some statistical analysis. So that's basically what we try to do here. There is no easy symmetry in general disorder sample, but still we think that we more or less correctly described what's happening at nu equals 1. Thank you. Well, so far we were not successful in reaching zero magnetic field metal insulator transition, and it's due to a variety of reasons. First, it's probably at the temperature that we are operating, it's about somewhat less than 1 degree. The state that we could reach at some of our sample is not insulating enough. So the electric field that can be built in is smaller than our resolution limit. But we are working on that. So far we haven't succeeded. To do what? We can. We haven't tried.
What about the temperature in most of the experiments?
In most of the experiment, it's 0.8 degrees, 0.8 Kelvin.
We found all that. Maybe at lower temperature. You have non-equilibrium in your inner part. So if you change the magnetic field, sometimes you have electrostatic potential in the sample, which is fluctuating and it's not under control.
That's correct. That's why I said that at nu equals 2, for example, we can image the ground state more or less in equilibrium matter only if we don't have too large of cycloton gap. So on all practical purposes, comes down to being below 2 Tesla for temperature 0.8 Kelvin. If we go to somewhat higher magnetic field, then we immediately get into this non-equilibrium situation that you're talking about. So we cannot charge and recharge back and forth in equilibrium manner.
And then I think the answer, Leonid asked already the question, why do you have not these incompressible and compressible stripes in the picture at your long range fluctuation? You have always showed this transition
one-three regular line. Well, it's all around nu equals 1. So we don't across this let's say across on this scale, when we have, for example, something localized at this point, we don't actually have anything which is truly compressible here or here. So it's, if we have something truly compressible, it's on much larger scale. So we still sit in some range where everything is localized. So the range of filling factor where we have localized two-dimensional electron gas is plus minus 10% around filling factor 1. And this is all, in some sense, inside of incompressible strip. So if we have compressible regions, and they are somewhere far from this picture. Well, we can change density somewhat with back gate, and once more, because of this practical reason that we cannot image two-dimensional electron gas at any higher, for nu equals 2, at higher magnetic field. We have to deplete it pretty strongly so that we drive density quite low, and the gap for nu equals 2 is somewhat lower. Okay. Otherwise, we get problem with.
But you compare different targets.
Yes, we do, but we still compare the same region. Yeah, the disorder potential is supposed to, we don't change disorder. We compare exactly the same region with somewhat different density. This sample was extremely stable, so if your question is also about stability, then the answer is the sample was stable over time scale of a couple months on single electron level. So no electrons moved in anywhere in the sample. The only electron that are moved that might be on our ACT, single electron transistors. Well, the exact pattern is going to be different, but this general partition into electron like pocket and hole like pocket and the typical size of this fluctuation, it's going to be the same. So we think that, well, the single relevant parameter for the size of this fluctuation in space is the thickness of spacer. So the typical scale, well, the typical scale going from minima to maximum of disorder potential a few times larger than spacer thickness. Something like pi times spacer.
How stable is your single electron probe?
Sensitivity. Well,
the data that you showed us taken with one probe or several?
Well, all this data I taken with a single probe. It's single cooldown and sample has been cold for. For a couple months.
But over the entire range of data.
Single electron transistor is the least stable thing in all this experiment. Its sensitivity for almost all single electron transistors that we've been dealing with, the noise floor corresponds to about 10 to minus 3 electron induced on the central island. Measured at 1 hertz, but then there are switching events which move on a time scale of, let's say, a couple weeks, move a single electron transistor by about half electron. So the typical scale is a few weeks for ECT, and the noise floor at 1 hertz, it's 1 over F noise, is about 10 to minus 3 electron.
Okay.